BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling The Ministry of Philip.
When the persecution started in Jerusalem, believers were scattered throughout the region. Wherever they went, they told people about the gospel of Jesus Christ. Philip was one of the original deacons in Jerusalem. He went to the city of Samaria and preached Christ. The Holy Spirit allowed him to perform miracles among the people. Unclean spirits were cast out, screaming. The paralyzed were healed as well as the lame. The people of the city were amazed at what they saw, so they listened carefully to his preaching. They were filled with joy at what they heard. The people there had been following the witchcraft of a man named Simon. But when they heard the gospel of Christ, they received it with joy. Simon also believed and was baptized with the others. The apostles heard that the people of Samaria welcomed the gospel, so they sent Peter and John to meet with them. After they arrived, they prayed for the believers, asking God to give them the Holy Spirit. The two men then laid their hands on the people, and the people immediately received the Holy Spirit. Simon watched this with amazement. He offered Peter and John money and said, "Give me this power so that I can lay my hands on people and they'll receive the Holy Spirit." Peter said, "You'll be destroyed along with your money. You're still holding on to your old ways. Evil lies inside of you. Pray and ask God to get rid of it." Simon cried out, "Please, please pray for me. I don't want these things to happen." After Peter and John went back to Jerusalem, God sent an angel to Philip. "Go to the road that leads south from Jerusalem." When Philip got there, he saw an important official from Ethiopia. He was the treasurer for their queen. He had been in Jerusalem to worship. The Spirit then told Philip to get close to the man's chariot. When he did, he found that the official was reading from one of the prophets who had written about Christ several hundred years before. He heard him read these words: "He was led away to be slaughtered like a sheep. He was silent and didn't open his mouth like a lamb being sheared. They humiliated him and wouldn't give him a fair trial. They killed him, leaving him with no descendants." Philip said, "Do you understand what you're reading?" "No, I need someone to explain it to me. Is the prophet talking about himself or someone else?" Philip got into the chariot and told him about Jesus and the forgiveness of sins. As they traveled, the man said, "Look, there's some water. May I be baptized now?" "You may, if you believe that Jesus is the Messiah and accept him as your Lord." The Ethiopian paused and then said, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." They stopped the chariot, went into the water, and Philip baptized him. As soon as the man came out of the water, he saw that Philip was gone. The Spirit had taken him away. Philip found himself at another place. So he went from city to city, preaching Christ.
To get a free download of all the stories of the Bible, go to BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.